To be beautiful is to be healthy. It's time for Beauty Inside Out with hosts Lisa Davis and the star of the show, David Pollack.
Are you being pinkwashed? David, are you being pinkwashed? I don't think so, because you know what to read on the ingredients. And first of all, David, what is pinkwashing?
We're going to cover that in a second. We're going to keep everybody hanging in there for a minute, because a lot of people are saying, I've never heard the term. But let's talk about it for a minute. It is a term you hear a lot in October. We all talk about the Pink Ribbon Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And I got to tell you, there's a reason you're going to find out in a few minutes why we're having this conversation today. But I got to tell you, in October, everybody's concerned with breast cancer awareness. But you know, you and I speak so many times about taking a different approach to cancer, and that's how to prevent it. And so, you know, we're going to talk about how our listeners can even help us with this in a minute. And so we're going to talk about how all this affects, because bottom line, I guess I get all flustered because I get all angry because so many companies use all these dangerous chemicals. Up to 60% of these harmful chemicals can be absorbed by the body. In Europe, 1,100 different ingredients have been banned or regulated because they're dangerous. Yet in the U.S., it's only 11. I mean, that just blows my mind. And there are known carcinogens. Okay, there are known carcinogens that the FDA says, we know they're carcinogens. They cause cancer. But because it's such low levels, we allow it in beauty products. We allow it in our food. And that's shame on them. Shame on the manufacturers for using it, and that's really what's going to bring us into this conversation in just a second. You know, most of our listeners don't really know what they're using, so I want you to pick up the products before you get them. Food, beauty, whatever it is, look what's inside. An educated consumer is the best consumer. You want to know what's in it. You want to be safe and avoid some of the carcinogens, and we have them on the website. We list them. You know, you and I have talked about them many times, and we'll talk again. But you asked me, what is pink washing? So let's get right down to it. Pink washing are those companies that use the pink ribbon for marketing. In other words, they've got it on the front, you see it, and most people think it's safe. Reality is, they've got carcinogens in that. They did not get rid of those harmful chemicals. They did not get rid of the known carcinogens. Shame on them. And that's what's pink washing. They are hiding behind that pink ribbon, making it look like they care when they're adding fuel to the fire. And I'm sorry, I get angry.
No, I get angry too. And what I wonder is, don't they have to get permission from the whatever it is, the Breast Cancer Society of America or the American Cancer Association to use the pink ribbon? Or how does that work?
Go Google it, first of all, and you're going to find out that some of the organizations that actually promote the pink ribbon put out a fragrance that had known carcinogens in it. And so here the organization itself had problems. Okay, so my point is, start learning what's in your product and avoid them. And I'm going to ask you to help. I'm asking all our listeners to help with a particular issue we're going to get down to in a minute. I want to talk to you about companies that do pink washing. I want to talk to you about companies that use harmful ingredients, and I'm going to tell you how you can make a difference. I'm going to tell you one of the greatest success stories that our listeners helped with, that you've helped with, that I've helped with, that anybody that is helping with the safe beauty message of removing these harmful chemicals. The companies are starting to listen. And I'm going to tell you, several months back, Johnson & Johnson. Now, whether you recognize that name or not, you will under the names Aveeno, Neutrogena, Johnson's Baby Shampoo. They made an announcement that said, because of consumer demand, we are removing carcinogens and toxic chemicals from all our products globally by the year 2015. So here are brands including baby products that I hate to badmouth them now because they're doing a good thing. They contained harmful chemicals. It's been in there for years, and now they've made the change. So my hat's off to them. I'm applauding them. I'm not trying to be negative about it. They had a problem. They listened to the consumers, and they made a change. How could this be? There is not enough regulation out there to prevent these chemicals from being used in our products, yet cancer's on the rise, and so we need to take a different approach. And so here's where you come in. Here's where our listeners come in. Here are things everybody can do to help. One, look what's on the label. And if it has a pink ribbon and it's not safe for you, then don't buy it. Let the store manager know. Let the store manager know right to the company. Because if people stop buying it and they understand why, they will make a change. And don't think you're just one person. What difference can I make? Johnson & Johnson heard you. They're huge.
Exactly. Okay. They are huge.
I'm going to tell you another one coming up. Avon is the world's largest direct-selling cosmetics company. They're huge. Yet in many of their products, they use parabens and triclosan and all kinds of other ingredients that are that are dangerous, cancer causing, hormone disruptors. They're just dangerous. And so they have a vote coming up, and I'm going to tell you how you can actually help in this board vote, their shareholder vote, to force a change. Now, I will tell you again, is your voice even heard? Well, let me just tell you, in 2004, Avon removed certain ingredients from it that were banned by the EU. They finally then removed an ingredient well known as DBP. 2005, 2006, they made additional changes, removing some of the harmful ingredients that people asked for, including like an isobutyl and isopropyl paraben. In 2010, they then removed propylene-butyl parabens. And so we've all heard a lot about parabens. I talk about them. My point is, by the consumer voicing their request, by demanding, I'm not going to buy your product unless you remove them, they did. Now, here's the catch. May 2nd, the shareholders of Avon are having another meeting, and they are having a vote. And so I am putting up on my Facebook/JustAskDavid. We'll try and get up on Radio MD as well. Facebook.com/JustAskDavid. We're going to put up in just a few minutes the ballot that you can get and cast your vote. And you can actually ask Avon and say, take those cancer-causing and other harmful ingredients out of the product. Use safer ingredients instead. And you simply, there's the address where to mail it and everything. Let your voice be heard. And let's make a change with a major company that is willing to make certain changes because they've done it along the way with other ingredients. But we need them to go a step further and go back to the subject of pinkwashing. They're one of the organizations that hold the big pink ribbon walk. They do this big walk to raise money to help fight breast cancer. I'm thankful for that. I'm not going to be negative about that. But if you're going to do that, we all assume that all their products must be safe, and that's not the case.
Yeah, that I'm just blown away by this, David. I just find it so shocking. Now, I'd love to go back to Johnson & Johnson for a moment. How soon are they going to make these changes? Are they saying by 2015 or by, you know, such and such Yep. year, we're going to make sure these toxic chemicals are out?
You know, here's one thing, and I'm not going to speak specifically to Johnson & Johnson for a second. I will talk about most major global companies. Because the EU has already banned them, because there are different regulations in different countries, they've already made clean formulas, safe formulas. Why don't they do it in their own backyard? And shame on them for that. So a lot of companies could do it today if they chose, but have not done it. Johnson & Johnson has made a statement saying we are going to do it not just in the U.S., not just in other countries, totally global for their company by the end of 2015. So they've already started. Some products are already making the changes. Some products remain on the shelf for a little bit. By the end of 2015, they've committed to make this change in the Aveeno, Neutrogena, Johnson Baby brands, and I'm not sure what others, but those I can tell you is what they've released are those brands.
Yeah, it's so important. And then again, going back to what you and I talk about so often is you've got to read the labels and look for products that don't have the parabens, the sulfates, the propylene glycol, hydroquinone. Darn it, I still can't say
it. Hydroquinone. Okay, and do you know there's only two countries in the world that allow it to be used, and we're one of the two? Everybody else has banned it, so why are we still? So go back to the initial subject, what is pink washing? You see that pink ribbon, you think, I'm going to buy that product because they're helping support the fight against breast cancer. Well, I applaud them for raising money to help fight breast cancer. Shame on them for not following through with the product itself. We think it's safe and it's not. And so you need to look at the label. Let the company know you won't stand for it. Don't be fooled. Don't waste your hard-earned dollars on products that are causing cancer and they're hiding behind this marketing ploy. That's pink washing, and we can put a stop to it. Go to get the ballot now, and let's start with Avon. Get out there and help me with the others, because we together are making a difference.
All right, David, tell us your Facebook again so we can get that ballot.
Facebook.com/JustAskDavid. You have a question about beauty? Just ask David. It's that simple. Just ask David. This is beauty expert David Pollack with Lisa Davis. Thank you for listening. Thank you for getting involved. This is Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD.